listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Ahoy, mateys. How are you doing today, Julie?
Not too bad. Pirate Matt? How was your weekend?
Oy, not too bad, you scallywag. Just swabbed the poop deck with some mates.
Okay, Matt. Well, I've got to ask, what is up with the pirate talk?
Arr, Julie. Well, you see, this weekend I watched some pirate movies with my family. Then we dressed up like pirates, we built a Lego pirate ship, and we even went on a treasure hunt.
Whoa, that sounds like so much fun. Was there, like, a special occasion, or... you just want to have a super piratey weekend.
Well, not really. We just love all things pirates. Pirate words, pirate outfits, pirate ships. They're so cool. What's something you love, Julie?
Something I love. Let's see. Oh, I love cooking. Cooking, Matt. It's so fun to get creative and try a new recipe. Sometimes I kind of feel like an artist, but with food. And when everyone enjoys the dish I made, oh, I love that feeling.
That's so cool. I love that you love cooking.
Well, I love that we're talking about what we love, because today we're talking about the first fruit of the Spirit. And you aren't going to believe this, but it's, wait for it, love.
What a coincidence. So, we're going to learn about what the Holy Spirit loves, or how my love for pirates and your love for cooking somehow has to do with the fruit of the Spirit?
Not exactly. This kind of love is something much bigger and much deeper than how we feel about pirates and cooking. We're going to learn all about it through a story about Jesus, a woman, and some perfume.
I'm not exactly sure what those things have to do with love, but... I'm going to trust you on this one.
Well, if you don't believe me, that's okay. I know someone we could talk to that will help us put all the pieces together. Matt, let's grab our stuff, hop in the car, and go see a perfume maker that can help us make sense of all of this.
Great idea. Let's go see the perfume maker.
Did someone say perfume maker?
We did, in fact, say perfume maker, ma'am. How do you do?
Quite well, sir. Thank you for inquiring. Now, pardon me, but I must ask, have I had the pleasure of making your acquaintance?
I don't believe so, but I'm Julie, and this is my acquaintance, Matt.
Pleasure to meet you, Julie and Matt. My name is Denise. Denise Feinstein.
Lovely to meet you, Miss Feinstein. If it's not too much of a bother, we're in need of some help. We're learning about a story from the Bible today, and it has to do with perfume. We thought just maybe you could tell us a bit about your job. That is, if you can spare the time.
Pish posh, why didn't you say so? I am quite busy, but I can most certainly make time to assist two scholars like yourselves as you learn from the Bible. What would you like to know? Pray tell.
Well, perfume is an important part of the story we're going to hear today, but we don't know much about it. First of all, what exactly is perfume?
Fine question, Matthew. Perfume is a liquid made from various flowers, oils, spices, and other ingredients. People spray perfume on their bodies so that they smell delightful.
Delightful, you say? Now, I know some perfumes cost a lot of money. Why is that? Can't you just get flowers from your yard and spices from your kitchen? That doesn't seem very fancy.
Flowers from your yard, spices from your kitchen. You have much to learn, Julie. Some perfumes are very expensive because of the ingredients I use. I don't just use any flower, spice, or oil. I use the finest and most rare ingredients. My customers want something unique and luxurious. And when I create a new scent that everyone is simply dying to get their hands on, well, they're willing to pay top dollar.
Top dollar, eh? Well, I suppose some fancy perfume isn't something I'll be getting anytime soon. But I bet people who have an expensive bottle like to be careful with it and take their time using it since they spent so much money on it.
That's correct, Matthew. A bottle of perfume does cost quite a bit, but when it's very well made, like all of my perfumes, you don't need to use much for others to notice your lovely new fragrance. When it comes to perfume, just a little bit is worth quite a lot.
Well, fancy that. Miss Feinstein, this has been supremely helpful. We do appreciate your time.
I'm happy to lend it, though I must get back to assisting my customers. They don't like to be left waiting. I hope what we've discussed is helpful in your Bible studies today. Toodaloo!
Right. Toodaloo?
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and to understand his word. Dear God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus, who is the truth. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Remember, this season we're learning about the fruit of the Spirit, and today we're learning about love. Love is caring about God and others over yourself. Let's say that again. What is love? Love is caring about God and others above yourself. In today's show, we're going to hear about a woman who showed great love to Jesus in a brave and generous way.
The story we're going to hear today comes from the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 through 38. I'll give you just a moment to find it. Luke 7, 36 through 38. Remember, it's always okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay. Is everyone ready? Luke 7, 36 through 38 says, "When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at a Pharisee's house, so she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them."
Let's learn a little bit more about what we just heard. One day, while Jesus was teaching people about God with his disciples, an important Jewish leader invited Jesus to eat with him at his house. The leader's name was Simon. On the count of three, say Simon. One, two, three.
Simon.
Simon taught the Israelites about God, or at least he was supposed to, and he wanted to hear more about what Jesus was teaching. So Simon invited Jesus to eat with him in his home, and Jesus did.
Now, while they were eating, a woman from the city walked right into Simon's house, but he had not invited her because she was a sinner. She had done some very bad things, things that God had said were not best, but she did them anyway. Simon knew this, and so he didn't want her in his house. Simon thought he was better and more important than her. Can you turn up your nose and make a snooty face? Good job. Even though Simon didn't think she belonged there, the woman knew that Jesus was there and that he had come to save sinners just like her.
The woman went right up to Jesus with some very nice and very expensive perfume. Perfume costs a lot of money today, but in those days, it was even more expensive because it was even harder to make. This perfume was probably very expensive and very special to the woman. When the woman came to Jesus, she cried because she was so sorry for her sins. She was so thankful that Jesus had come to forgive her sins that she bowed down and kissed his feet, even though they were dirty from walking around in sandals. She even washed Jesus' feet with the tears that had fallen from her eyes, and she wiped them with her hair. Then she took her bottle of expensive perfumes and poured it out, all of it, over Jesus' feet. The room was filled with a beautiful smell.
This woman had shown great love for Jesus. To wash someone's feet was an act of love in these times, and she didn't just do it with water. She did it with her tears of thankfulness and with one of her most precious possessions, her perfume. She knew that Jesus had come to save sinners just like her. She loved Jesus and she wanted to show him.
This woman's love for Jesus is a great example of the type of love we can and should give when we have the Holy Spirit, God with us, with his help. We are able to care for God and others above ourselves. Remember, that's what it means to love. It won't always be easy. And sometimes you may have to give up something important to you, like this woman and her perfume.
This story is just one of many stories in the Bible about love. And love is just one part of the fruit of the Spirit. We can't wait to learn about the others throughout this season.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 Second Fly-Through Review. That's right. And our friend Denise is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Miss Feinstein.
All right. I'm going to ask you 6 questions. You'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Question number 1. Which fruit of the Spirit did we learn about today?
Love!
Question number 2. To love means to care about God and others more than...
yourself!
Question number 3. Why didn't Simon want the woman in today's story to come to his house?
She was a sinner.
Question number 4. Who did Jesus come to save?
Sinners!
Like you and me.
Question number 5. What did the woman use to wash Jesus' feet?
Tears and perfume.
Last question. Question number 6. If we love and trust Jesus, who do we have that helps us love God and others in this way?
The Holy Spirit.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, talk as a family about how you can show each other, friends, or neighbors that you love them. And don't just talk about it, go do it.
Now, let's worship together by singing a song that reminds us that Jesus came to save sinners.
Sinners like you and me rose from the dead, he beats it. Separated.
God's big story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about today's story, you can turn to the book of Luke anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.